about our impact at dupaco.com/impactful.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Jim Classic KGYM, plenty of NFL draft talk. Dan Shanka from Our Lad Scouting Service will be joining us. Your questions welcome about your favorite team, about a certain individual with Dan. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. The suspensions handed down by Major League Baseball, we will talk about that, among other things, and look ahead to the sports weekend. It's all coming up on the Jim Class for a Friday here on KGYM. Welcome in. Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. On this sunny and windy Friday, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Kyle Mann, our producer, here again, and you out there. And we are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They're locally owned and operated. Great place to get your weekend started after work today. Take the family, take the friends, take the coworkers, take everybody out there and enjoy a terrific, affordable, and delicious meal out at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We have two more tickets to see Cody Jinks at the McGrath Amphitheater. That will be coming up on Saturday, June the 1st. That's the concert. That supports his Lifers album as he hits the road to Cedar Rapids and other locales here this spring and summer. Tickets are on sale now, and we'll have a pair of tickets, our final pair for you to pick up to see Cody Jinks coming up today. Mark has his night free because the Minnesota Twins have just announced that their game tonight in Baltimore has been postponed due to inclement weather. I know there's a ton of rain going up the eastern seaboard right now. The PGA event is in a rain delay, has been for about 5 hours. So that also gets the Twins-Orioles game. They're going to play it as a doubleheader tomorrow, correct?
That is correct. The game, alternative programming for me tonight, I guess. But 3 o'clock doubleheader, 3 o'clock Central Time doubleheader tomorrow against Baltimore. And we will have part, if not all, of the programming tomorrow on KGYM.
Of the Twins game?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have it all.
Okay.
We're going to have it all, man. So probably a 2:30 pregame. I have not seen the official rundown as far as the Twins Radio Network and their tweet to me.
Yep. It has been tweeted out, 2:30 pregame.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. 2:30 is the pregame tomorrow, and we'll have the doubleheader. Also at 2:30 tomorrow, Braves and the Indians. That'll be in 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Then a playoff NBA doubleheader coming your way on Sunday. Twins baseball, weather permitting, coming up on Sunday. And Sunday night baseball, the Indians and the Braves coming up on Sunday evening after the basketball. So a lot of basketball and a lot of playoff hockey. Those are the big things this weekend, as well as the RBC Heritage, as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. And did we ever find out if Zach got to hit his two-footer in?
He did. He completed his round, a second consecutive two-under par 69 for Zach. The horns blew to warn players of the impending weather, and Zach faced a two-footer on 18, or 9, actually, his 18th hole, and he chose to putt it out, which was wise.
Very wise.
You're not going to sleep overnight and come back at 7 in the morning and knock in a two-footer. So Zach nicely positioned for the weekend. Again, this is kind of a home game for him since he lives in the area. He is four back of the leader right now, Shane Lowry, who's only gotten in two holes. He's 8 under par. There's a big, big group at 5 under. Zach currently sits tied for 20th at 4 under. I'm sorry, tied for 16th.
Tied for 16th at 4 under par. And, yeah, you want to get that two-footer out of the way. You don't want to get up at at 4 a.m. or whatever to have to come out and hit a 2-foot putt and then wait the rest of the day. Because they're going to be stacked up. They're not going to get much golf in today, if any.
Doesn't appear so.
And they'll try to get in as many as they can coming up starting tomorrow. They'll have to get the second round in and most of the third round in. Probably be out Sunday morning as well, finishing that third round, get into the fourth round. That's probably the hope down there at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line here for the program at 308. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall down in Iowa City. We're going to talk to Dan Shonka of Our Lad Scouting Service. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Couple of news and notes I want to get to as far as the NCAA is concerned today. Number one, this just came out right ahead of you and I going on the airwaves today. And this is a significant event because two reasons. Number one, because this team was the consensus number one going into the Big Ten season next year for the men and basically the nation. I have not seen a way too early top 25 that did not have the Michigan State Spartans at the top. Just ahead of 3 o'clock, Nick Ward, their terrific frontliner, tweeted out that he is going to go into the NBA draft. So a little bit of a late notice right there, but Ward will test the waters in the NBA draft. And it sounds like, according to the Michigan State folks on social networking, that he is not going to come back. And yes, Cassius Winston sounds like he is going to come back. Michigan State's still going to have a very good team without Nick Ward, but it will not be quite the team that they would have had if their big forward would have made it back.
Don't know whether he's going to hire an agent or not. Perhaps you do, but Ward is a really nice inside player who was injured late in the season, had a hand injury, did come back for the NCAA tournament. Really nice player. I don't know whether it would be drafted or not, though. He's definitely got some unique skills, as do so many.
Yeah, and he's a winner.
Yeah.
He's just a winner, and he's a guy that you want on your team. And it seems like, you know, for the most part, 75% or so of the Michigan State players are kind of like Nick Ward. You know, he doesn't fit the prototypical guy at the next level. But still, he's a guy you want to have in your basketball team because he just does everything right. He does all the fundamentals. He plays defense. He does the intangibles. And Michigan State, if he does not come back, I still give them the nod as far as the Big Ten favorite is concerned. But not going to be quite as formidable.
I wouldn't call him a Draymond Green, would you?
No, I don't think so.
Draymond was really good at Michigan State and has done well in the NBA.
Draymond can
different games.
Yeah. Ward's more of a back-to-the-basket kind of guy. Can shoot the mid-range
good
jumper.
Good rebounder.
Very good rebounder. Good defender on the interior. Big body out there. Draymond Green can do a little bit more as far as going inside, yes. Driving to the basket, yes. Shooting the jumper a little bit.
I don't know whether we mentioned this yesterday, but Texas Tech losing its top player, Jarrett Culver. He's also entering the NBA draft.
Texas Tech is going to wear name tags, "Hello, my name is," for the first practice next
year. That's for sure.
Because they've got had four seniors on that team that played significant minutes. And it's going to be a much different Texas Tech team. Iowa may face Texas Tech in the Las Vegas Invitational next year. And a lot of people, and it will still be a formidable. Chris Beard will put out a good team. There's no doubt about that. But he was helped by having all those seniors, and he was helped by the transfer portal. What you ask me about transfers, Mr. Mark Dukes. You were thinking it. That's the other aspect that came out today as far as the NCAA is concerned. All kinds of rumors rampant over the last couple of months that the NCAA in their latest meeting was going to take a look at the transfer portal, and they were going to make sweeping changes to make it not quite so easy for players to pick up and go on to their next destination. Now, if you have done your graduate work, if you have your degree, and if you're a senior, No questions asked. You can pick up and go to school X to school Y. Well, today, nothing came of it. Nothing changed as far as the transfer portal is concerned. The one thing that did change today is this. And I don't know how many athletes this is actually going to benefit a little bit. But there's been talk, and I think this is the first block in the foundation for this. Okay, what happens if the coach leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be you went to, you know, in our day, you went to a school.
Now you signed with a school.
You signed with a school. Now it's more of you sign with the coach and other things as opposed to what's on the front of your uniform. Now, if your coach leaves and if you have not taken one day of class.
These are incoming freshmen.
Incoming freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming freshmen. Not freshmen that come in early and enroll for second semester. They are completely different here. But if you come in over the summer, take summer classes, but do not start fall, and before you start your fall semester, your coach leaves. You are now free to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe not sit out the year. So that's very interesting right there. But I think it's a win for the NCAA athlete. There's no doubt about that. And I think, like I said, it's the first stepping stone, if you will, to what I think is going to come down the road, and that is complete transfer eligibility if your coach leaves in your sport.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to football. It's just basketball, as I understand it, or those winter sports. I'm for most things that benefit the athlete. And I think, I don't know how many cases this will, I mean, coaches, they don't typically leave in the summertime, do they?
Not really, no.
It's right after the NCAA tournament. I suppose summer means calendar year summer, whenever the calendar turns to summer. But I suppose it will benefit some athletes, and in that regard, that's good.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dan Shanka coming up here. In just a moment. Major League Baseball has come down with the punishments for the little dance number that choreographed by Country Joe West. And that is Tim Anderson, one game for the Chicago White Sox. Keller gets five games for the Kansas City Royals. And Rick Renteria gets one game suspension as the manager of the Chicago White Sox. And you're asking yourself out there, okay, one game from Tim Anderson looked like he really didn't do anything. But apparently there's more to the story. Apparently, and this is what a lot of people are now commenting about, is that Anderson made a off-color racial slur that was heard by both teams at the end of that quote-unquote fight out there the other day on the south side of Chicago. And that is what is putting forward for the one-game suspension.
It's not the bat flip. It's the epithet that Anderson said to Keller. It was short but sweet. Used the F word, used the N word towards Keller. And that's what got him a one-game suspension. Keller suspended five games of probably appeal it to four. Basically,
he's going to miss one start.
Anderson misses one game. Keller misses one start. Renteria, the White Sox manager, loses one game. And that's that. So
Anderson has already said he will not appeal. And even if he did appeal, Todd, Alex, and I were talking about this in the sports office earlier today. Usually you go from, okay, you appeal a three-game suspension, you go to two, et cetera, like that. What, do you go to a half game if you have a one-game suspension? I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but we'll not appeal, and we'll sit out. Your thoughts about that at 319-366-1600 before we get to Dan Shanka coming up here are welcome on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line if you would like to weigh in out there. This is a whole different situation now than the bat flip, is the fact that the words were said at the end of this argument. And now you've got, this has raised the ire of a lot of people. Because you have an African-American saying this in the heat of the battle to a group of people. What if the tables were turned?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people are saying. So now you're saying, okay, it's a one-game suspension for this. So if the tables are turned, what's it going to be? Is that going to be a two- or three-game suspension?
You're
or is
saying
that going
to
be
a white player says that to a black
absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are talking about.
I don't know.
And that's the question. That's going to be the question, and that's what possibly could get Major League Baseball in some hot water, is just trying to be fair and equitable with the punishments that they are handing out. So,
319-366-1600, our Hurtin & Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. Kyle Mann, our ace producer.
Well, he's producer.
Behind the glass.
He is the producer.
Kyle Ace.
That's the case. Like I said, I have no problem then with the suspension. I'm okay with it. And I think Tim Anderson's okay with it as well. But like I said, if something happens the opposite way and it's three or four games, then I do have a problem with it.
Where do you stand on bat flips?
Oh,
where
gosh.
Does everybody stand?
319 on April 19th.
I looked at the Anderson after he homered in the first inning. I looked at it. I didn't think it was a huge deal. But the Royals certainly looked at him after he did it. And from that point on, you knew he was going to get plunked.
Oh, yeah.
The next time he came to
when
the dish.
Catcher started, when Maldonado started mouthing with him, I said, uh-oh. I knew it was coming. And everybody knew it was
coming. Did that really show up the Royals?
No, but I will say that as far as bat flips are concerned, I didn't think it was horrible. It wasn't even a flip. It was just kind of a javelin throw.
It was a shove,
back
yeah.
to the White Sox on deck circle. When I don't think it showed up the pitcher. And yes, it's a very fine line. There's a lot of gray area between showing up the pitcher and not showing up the pitcher. And maybe we can get to this after we talk to Dan here. We don't want to put Dan on hold on the draft talk because we opened this can of worms or anything like that. But I didn't think it showed up the pitcher. It just depends on how your beliefs, as far as are you the old school guy that plays by the unwritten rules or are you the new school guy? What I want to know is 20 years down the road, are the new guys going to go to the old school ways? That's what I want to know, Mark. Or is everybody going to be just happy with let the kids play out there? That's what I want to
know. Well, in bat flips, I think it comes down to whether you think that guy is showing up your team. And it could be a lot more than a bat flip. It could be a variety of different things. It could be a hand gesture. It could be, you know, verbal stuff. But the Royals, with pitching coach Cal Eldred, our friend, maybe instructing the thing. I don't want to instruct Keller to hit Anderson, but we've heard Cal on our show many times. He stands firmly that guy shows me up. I'm going to give him one in the side of the ribs.
Yeah.
Or somewhere nearby.
Your thoughts are welcome on the Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers text line. We're going to talk to Dan Shonka first, though. And then we'll get to the baseball thing. We'll get to that coming up. But after our first phone call. See what you did? 319. Now Dan's never going to get on.
Mr. Cheeks, formerly known as Ryan in Walford, on the Hurtin & Stocker Jeweler text line. I think bat flips are good for the game. People like to see the benches clear. People like to see the emotion. I think we'll draw more eyes to the game.
Yeah, but you don't want to get it to...
You don't want a WWE.
Yes, you don't want to get it to Major League bat flipping, you know, instead of Major League Baseball. And just when you think you hit one off... I can't wait for the first one that... And it's happened before. That goes off the fence and you think it's out and you're, you know, strutting your stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you kind of look like an idiot. I just have a feeling that it might get to that, though. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Colin in Cedar Rapids before we take a break to talk about this. Hi, Colin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I was always kind of, I'm not really the old school or new school type of guy, but I think I saw something on Twitter where it was, and I'm sorry if this has been said, but I just kind of joined in with you guys here getting in the car. But, you know, they said nobody's ever been injured or hurt by a bat flip, but people have been injured and hurt, had their careers changed by getting hit by a pitch. So that's kind of my thought on that. You know, I think it's a little bit ridiculous. If you don't want to be shown up by a bat flip, don't give up a dinger.
Yeah, well, true. And that's what Rick Renteria said. Get my guy out.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'll hang up here. Thanks for taking my call.
And they
Thanks,
did Colin. Hit him in the buttocks. It wasn't up towards the head area. So I think that's quite different as well. You hit a guy in the ribs or lower.
Don't go for the head.
No, not the head.
No.
That's a whole different story.
Nothing like that. 319-366-1600. A little bit of college basketball update. We told you about Nick Ward getting into the draft from Michigan State. Looks like Duke is, hey, I don't even think this is breaking news anymore. Hey, Duke got a five-star guy. They get the five-star forward Matthew Hurt is announced that he is going to go to Duke for 1 year next year. So we get to see him on all 36 Duke games that are broadcast by ESPN. Dan Shonka is set to join us when we come back. We'll talk more about the baseball situation here in just a little bit. We're going to talk some NFL football draft news with Dan from Our Lad Scouting Service. Stay with us. More to come. Gym class coming your way for a Friday at 3:24 here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Great lineups. The 27 Yankees, the 75 Reds, the 82 Brewers. On KGYM, it's U Nash and Dukes on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. On Smart FM, Just John steps up to the plate in the mornings. Greg's at bat from 10 until 3. And Rick hits musical home runs on your afternoon drive home. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
The Celtics take games 1 and 2 at the Garden. Now the series shifts to Indianapolis, where the Pacers face a critical game 3.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you in the gym class on a Friday at KGYM. We will have the pair of tickets to see Cody Jenks coming up on June the 1st at the McGrath Amphitheater for you to win. That will be before 4 o'clock here today. And if you have a specific question about a player from a team, your favorite team, for our next guest, love to hear from you on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, as that is 319-366-1600. And joining us here is from Our Lad Scouting Service, our friend Dan Shonka, to talk about the NFL draft. And 1 week away, less than 1 week away. You got everything ready to go, Dan?
Absolutely. And what do you guys, I figure you guys would be playing hooky today, hitting the golf course on a nice, a little bit windy, but, you know, a nice day out there.
Not when you're on the schedule, Dan. Come on.
Never leave you high and dry. Never.
That's right.
Hey, before we get talking about the draft itself, what about the decision made by John Gruden, Mayock, and the Oakland Raiders to send everybody home? We got this, guys. Have you ever seen something like that before?
No, I think it's very sad. You know, when you work, all year, and then you're on the road for, 180 to 190 days a year, you know, you'd like to be there and feel like you're a part of the draft, and you're getting this guy, you're getting my guy, or, hey, when they bring him in, you know, a guy was in your area, you like to say, hey, you know, how you doing, so-and-so, and you know, good to see you again, and, hey, the area scouts know those guys better than anybody, but Mayock has no experience, and it's a shock he was hired, but not really. I know I worked with John Gruden 5 years. You don't get me started on that deal, so because we'll all be off the air. But anyway, you know, John is John, you know, and it'd be interesting to see at the draft. And then Mayock was always kind of a phone guy when he's with the NFL Network and all that. So I think it's very disappointing for the scouts, and it's too bad.
If you have a question for Dan, give us a text message, 319-366-1600, or give us a call, same number. Dan and our lads mock draft page 66 of their recent 100-page book. Dan, it's terrific as usual. I have a question about your mock draft and others. Is your mock draft what you think will happen or what should happen?
No, ours is what, it goes by our grades. And actually, Mark, in our the one that was in the guide, we had a technical screw up there. We had the Giants not in where they're supposed to be at 17. You know, we had Cleveland, but really they both needed the tackle and Dillard there. Anyway, on our website at ourlads.com, we've got kind of an updated mock draft, the only one we've done this year at this point. No, it's what our grades, where our grades took us. And then we put that disclaimer on there on our mock draft there at the top of the page, and then also on the website where we had the mock draft, that, you know, this is what our grades are and the way we see and feel like the teams should go. Now, we don't play the internet game and all that stuff and, you know, listen to junk and all that out there. So that's kind of the way we grade it and see it.
And the way you see it is you're not having the quarterbacks go nearly as high as other people. You've got them down. And I tend to agree more with you. We've seen that, and we've talked about it over and over again, that the quarterback position really sometimes even overvalued a little bit. Take a look at what the Arizona Cardinals are thinking about doing anyway. But you've got them, I think, 10 and 11, your first two quarterbacks going, and you've got Nick Bosa going to Arizona, number one right now out of Ohio State.
Right. Bosa is – well, when you're looking at – certainly when you're putting together your team, Scott and Mark, you got to have a quarterback, obviously. Then you got to have a guy to rush that quarterback. And then you got to have a tackle to block him, a left tackle to block that rusher. And you got to have a cover corner out there. And really – there's probably no quarterback. I mean, there's no other position that really rates that up there except for Nick Bosa right now in regards to, being that top quality pass rusher that you need. And the Cardinals need him. They need a pass rusher because what the problem is going to be if they don't draft him, San Francisco, they play San Francisco twice a year, and they're going to see Nick Bosa firsthand, and Bosa's a big-time pass rusher. And it's really kind of funny because you wouldn't want to put him in a decathlon contest to see who's going to win it, but you put him on the edge, and the way he is explosiveness off the edge and the way he can use his hands to chop, swipe, rip, I mean, his hand use is just rare, just like Joey's was. And that's why we got him, big time pass rusher, the first pick in the draft. And that's a big need for him. They need all kinds of players. Now, if they trade it down, I don't think I could argue that so they could get, you know, more players because they need it. But right now, since we don't do that game, we put Bosa in at number one.
Aside from that, Dan, what percentage, attach a percentage to the chances Kyler Murray is taken number one overall?
Well, just, you know, the thing is, you can't always listen. If you listen to the noise, the white noise out there, I guess you'd probably say, you know, 90%. I was on a show the other day in Las Vegas, and they had, I don't know all the gambling terms, but it was like about 99%, you know what I mean, that he was going to be taken there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a major, major mistake for a lot. It could set the, you know, the team back for several. Hey, Josh Rosen's heck of a quarterback, and all they got to do is block for him. But I think the Giants would be crazy if he comes available to pick him, and they might keep Rosen. That's not going to cost them but like $1.5 million or something next year to keep him around as your backup quarterback or your starter. You know, Murray, he's a small boned guy. I mean, he's got so many things like problems that I think that everybody gets excited. I think he's next Pat Mahomes or something, and that's not true. So he's not Baker Mayfield. He's not Russell Wilson. So, you know, do what you want. You know, that's what I tell the Cardinals, I guess.
Dan, what if anything changes for you and other observers in the last month, 6 weeks, 2 months, that these guys are parading around, doing interviews, having pro days? Does a lot change?
Well, I think the big thing is, Mark, that you get verified information at the combine, you know, in late February. And there's so many juniors that came out, like Hockenson, nobody knew, nobody knew really what they were, height, weight, speed, how, or any of that stuff. And that's just two of 120 that came out. So you get the verified information on these guys. And see, that's the thing. That's another thing that I've kind of hacked off about Murray. You know, I mean, who is he not to do anything? You know, unless the Cardinals said, I'm the first guy taken. But look at Baker Mayfield did everything last year. You know, I mean, a lot of the guys, don't tell me you're a competitor and then don't do anything. You know, get your height and weight and then don't do anything and then go throw it your pro day. You know, don't tell me you're a competitor because you're not a competitor. You know, you're not the big-time competitors. They do. Hey, Nick Bosa did everything at the combine. He didn't do anything his pro day because he didn't have to. He did everything. Those guys that do it all at the combine, that's great. I don't think you have to, you know, you shouldn't do anything at your pro day if you don't want to, if you want to throw or what have you for your, you know, that's fine. But don't tell me you're a great competitor and don't do anything, you know, to show that you are. And especially, can you run? You know, you're supposed to be able to run fast. We can see that on film. Well, let's see what you can run, you know, but he didn't do it. But anyway, no, so the things you're looking at, Mark, just getting the verified information and then trying to put together a book on these guys that have only played 1 year. And that's the other thing. You know, Murray's played 1 year. Haskins played 1 year. Quinnen Williams from Alabama, he rotated before this year, but he's a one-year guy. He had a great 1 year. So did Haskins have a great 1 year, and so did Murray. But so you're collecting and you're building a book on these guys, prior to the draft.
Dan Jonka joining us, 3:35 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. You've got Noah Fant, TJ Hockenson, both in the first round, going back to back. As a matter of fact, and I don't think there's a doubt they're going to have their names called in the first round on Thursday night. Just a matter of when and where they are going to end up. But it'll be a historical night, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, both the guys are terrific football players, and we probably have Fant maybe a little high at 10 going to what we try to do is both those guys are a fit for a team. You know, it depends on, you know, what you're looking at. You know, it's like Baskin Robbins. Do you want chocolate and then do you want vanilla with, sprinkles in it or something? You know what I mean? It's just kind of because they're both very, very good tight ends. I think Fant, the weapon that one thing, if either one of those guys happens to go to Denver, they're going to love it because Joe Flacco loves throwing to his tight ends, and he saw what he did, you know, at Baltimore. I mean, he used those guys. They wear out their tight ends there in Baltimore when he was there, and they do need a tight end, you know. And the reason we put Fan in there because actually their other tight ends are more like Hockenson, where you know, they're the way they run their routes and things like that. Whereas I think that Fan is more of a guy that you can put out at wide receiver. You can put him at the wing. You can put him a lot of different places and run him a lot of different level type routes because he's kind of a big receiver that you can, you know, a big three level receiver that you could put in, you know, a lot of places. And some people see Hockenson like that, you know, but we see him more of as a traditional tight end, and then Fant maybe more of that hybrid kind of tight end. So it's just kind of, you know, what team drafts them is where they fit for that team.
Dan, I looked at your second round. I thought that was as interesting as anything from an Iowa perspective because you've got Hakeem Butler of Iowa State and Anthony Nelson both going from Iowa, the defensive end, going in the second round. And compared to others, those are higher grades. Thoughts on those two guys?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think the more I watched, you know, on Anthony Nelson, and of course, you know, I saw all his games, you know, just casually watching them when they played, when Iowa played. And then, you know, when I put them under the microscope, I mean, God only gives so much length to players sometimes, you know, and athletic ability. And he really showed out, I thought, showcased his athletic ability at the combine. He ran well, and he's got that length. He can stick out on on the edge there that, you know, the teams really love that, you know, you're always thrown out of a well when he's rushing you, you know. And so I really felt like after studying all the defensive ends out there, he was a terrific fit. He's going to be just an excellent fit for, you know, a variety of teams because of that length that you can't always get and his combination of athletic ability. So, you know, he could play, you know, could he be that star 4-3 right end, right end type pass rusher? I don't know, but he's got a chance to do something there to, you know, he could be a Jared Allen possibly, you know. Jared Allen was a fourth round draft choice that came in there as a long snapper, you know, at the Chiefs. So, but Anthony Nelson could possibly do that. He's just getting better and better, and is going to be a good pro. Plus a super smart guy. You know, you want all that, and he's going to learn quickly. He's going to be a pro, and so I think that puts him ahead, you know, of some of the other guys out there that struggle, like a Ferguson, for instance, from Louisiana Tech. You know, here's a guy who can really rush off the passer, but he did it against poor competition. And, you know, Nelson did it against Big Ten competition, and he had 9.5 sacks. You know, so I think he's better than Zach Allen from Boston College. And another guy that we really like, we kind of see Nelson like right with him, is Bryant from Clemson, the guy nobody ever talks about, the other end, you know, opposite Pharrell in it. So I think Nelson has got, you know, a good extension. He can bend. He can do all those things athletically that you like in a defensive lineman, get his hands up. So, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, he's right there going to go in that second round. If he goes below the second round, well, it's going to be an outright steal for somebody.
And what about Butler?
Well, you know, we know that he can make that spectacular circus catch. He makes those splash plays. He can do all that stuff, but it drives me nuts. You know, you look at the film and he drops the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, but, you know, that being said, you remember Funchess when he played up at Michigan, the next ball coming was going to be a drop. You know what I mean? And he went in the second round to Carolina. Now, they didn't, you know, extend him or anything, and now he's on another team, but Butler's better than him. You know, but of course, Funchess was a tight end when he was coming out, or a hybrid guy, you know. But I think Butler, I mean, he's so big, fast, and athletic, and teams are really going to like that size, that he could be a mismatch in the end zone. And he's got to get a jugs machine. You know, when he gets his bonus money, go out and get a jugs machine and have somebody fire, you know, 1,000 balls a day to him. And so he concentrates on the tip of the ball, catches it in his hands and get his hands like a triangle, do all the fundamental things. But he can, you know, his arm extension is unbelievable. And we've all seen him make those great plays, but we all got sick when, you know, it's third down and then he dropped a third down play to keep a drive going. So teams are going to have to understand that. But I think he'll go in the second round.
Had a question about this come in as well that Kyle fielded about David Montgomery. I know you have him going early in the fourth round. I, as a Chiefs fan, would salivate if that's the case because I would love to see them jump up.
And the Bears don't have the greatest running backs now either.
In the second and third round and take David Montgomery. I just think he is going to be a terrific, terrific player at the next level.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we got him in the third round, don't we, Scott? I think he's in our third round. I'm looking at our draft board here, and I got him at the top of the third with Head of Williams and Anderson at Williams from Texas.
Yes.
A&M.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you're right.
But anyway, no, and he could go in the second. I mean, he could. He's just you know, he's a hammer, and you know, he didn't run. He's not gonna take it to the house if he does break free. But I call him one of those 3 and 4 yard backs, you know, where you get 3.4 yards to carry, 3.4 yards to carry, 3.4 yards to carry, and boom, it's first down, you know. And plus, I think, you know, Campbell didn't use him as much as they could have as a receiver out there, but he can catch the ball well and puts it away, and he's not easy to tackle in space. I mean, he's got those two jackhammer thighs of his, and trying to wrap him up is a chore in itself. So, but, you know, somebody could take him. I couldn't argue with them if they want to take him the second. We got him in the third, but, you know, he could easily go, and he could easily go in the fourth because, you know, these backs, there's so many of them, and they all got their own different skill set. But maybe and plus, one thing Montgomery, I think, does a nice job of is pass protection, and that would get him on the field sooner than, you know, other guys.
Dan, I wanted to ask you about Ross Pierce-Baker, out of Cedar Falls, shunned Iowa, went to Alabama, not a bad choice at all, but this guy played multiple positions at Alabama, finished up as a center, doesn't have that high of grades. What's up with Pierce-Baker?
Well, he's just a kind of a blue-collar, tough guy, just really he's not a great athlete, and there's some centers this year that are really athletic, and I think that's what kind of pushed him down a little bit. But he's really a good football player, and teams are going to like him because, you know, you're only dressing 7 offensive linemen. Sometimes you'll dress 8, and he can play either guard or obviously center. So that's the position he played this year. He did a real nice job, zone protection, blocking. He gets up on the second level really well, and he can cut off the backside, the linebackers that are flowing. But, no, we like him. We got him in the fourth round and with some other, you know, I think really good players. Now, McGovern from Penn State and Bates from Penn State, they may end up going around early. And all it takes is one offensive line coach to really like you, and actually Philadelphia has a very good offensive line coach who came from Alabama, and he might be targeting Pershenbaker there because you know what you call Kelsey's getting a little long in tooth up there, so they might be, you know, eyeballing him. But no, he's a really good football player, and he'll be on a roster, and he'll be that you know, your 7th or 8th offensive lineman dressing every week.
A lot of good edge guys in this draft. Some good linemen as well. What do you think is the strength of this draft, at least through the first 3-4 rounds? What position?
Boy, I tell you, those defensive tackles, nose tackles, those guys are really strong. I mean, it all the way through, really, the draft, they're strong. Toward the top, the first 4 rounds, you got some pass rushers out there that can really bring it. And, you know, I think that, but, you know, when you got Quinnen Williams from Alabama and Wilkins, who we really like from Clemson, and Ed Oliver, he's got to be in the right scheme, but he's a one-gap guy, really a good football player there. And then another guy we really like is we ought to call him the freezer, but Lawrence from Clemson, he's, I mean, anything from tackle to tackle, good luck trying to move him, and he can push the pocket as good as any of them. And then really one of the best guys, Simmons from Mississippi State, he ended up tearing his knee up in February and got an ACL. So whoever drafts him, you know, you're going to have to wait a year to really get him because he's going PUP this fall and then, you know, maybe play toward the end of the year a little bit. But a terrific football player. And then Tillery from Notre Dame. So we got six of those guys, you know, could possibly go in the first round. And then I wasn't even counting a guy that I really liked, Monty Jones from Ohio State a year ago. I thought he was coming out, and I studied him last year, and I thought he was a terrific player. And then Wren from Arizona State, we got him in the second round. And but those guys, there's a lot of beef up there, let me tell you, and athletic ability.
Dan, I had a question come in about Northern Iowa players, and none are really even close to going to get drafted. But could some of those Panthers find their way into camp, like an Eli Dunn or an Elias Nissen out of Springville?
Well, yeah, I think that they're going to sign free agent deals, you know, and have a chance. But probably, you know, Ricky Nelson or Neal did a really nice job rushing the passer there. And but I think that I think Dunn might have more of a tougher time getting in to a camp because there's so darn many, you know, quarterbacks. There's 24, 25 quarterbacks that probably have a really good chance. But, you know, all it takes is one team to like you to get you into camp and show what you can do. So, no, I think, you know, Northern Iowa's always done a nice job, too, of having, you know, free agents get in there because they're so competitive, those kids. And then, you know, one or two of them end up making it.
I wanted to ask you about Matt Nelson, too. We saw him a terrific career at Xavier and a nice career at Iowa. He's even taller than Anthony. No relation, by the way. But Matt Nelson, he'll get a shot somewhere, but probably not get drafted. Is that right?
Right. And I was disappointed because I don't know if he was injured, but we wanted to get him in the East-West Shrine game. And, you know, because they played him inside, obviously, at tackle. And I wanted to have the scouts and everything to look at him playing some end. You know, if nothing else, like a left end in a 4-3 or what have you, and to get him more exposure, you know, outside that tackle box and everything. And didn't play. So I think anytime, I mean, the East-West Shrine game has put, you know, anywhere from 25 to 27 guys in the league that either didn't get drafted, didn't go to the combine, didn't do something, and they make practice squads, you know, 53-man rosters and all that. And I wanted to have Matt get the exposure down there, but, you know, wasn't able to do it for whatever reason. But I think that, but because he's got that length, you know, somebody's going to take him and work with him, and, you know, and they might. Now, you know, we need offensive tackles in the National Football League, and they might even consider making a switch, moving him over to, say, an offensive tackle and work with him on practice squad for a couple of years. So, you know, that's another possibility for him.
Hey, before we let you go, one question real quick about next year's draft already that Kyle fielded on the phone lines here. About Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley, what's he need to do to progress to raise his draft stock for next year, for the 2020 draft?
Flatline. You've got to be steady and consistent. You know, I mean, boy, you saw those great, you know, he's had some tremendous highs. He's had some lows. I mean, he's really, you know, different scouts that I had chatted with, you know, and asked me about him and everything, and they like him, and they just said, well, geez, what's wrong with the guy? I said, well, just, you got to look at all the film because you're going to really like him on some and you're not going to like him on others. But that's the thing he needs. He just needs consistency throughout his senior year, and I think he's going to be in the mix, although next year now we got a load of quarterbacks coming out.
25-23 in the text line, Dan, wanted us to ask you quickly about the Rams. Looks like they're going to go offensive line.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a good possibility. I think they're probably going to go that route, and I think they'd like to go center, but the guy they'd like to get at center is not going to be there, and that's Bradbury from North Carolina State.
Yeah, I would agree. Hey, Dan, appreciate it. You can get all the information at the website. Let them know what that is, and if they'd like to get that terrific 2019 guide to the NFL draft you guys put out.
Well, the fans can, in fact, we're still getting orders and things like that in there, but you can go to our website, OurLads, OurLads.com, click on the upper right hand where it says subscriptions, or give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT, and we'll get that out immediately.
There you go. And Dan, we'll have you on after the draft to kind of go over it, but have fun next week.
I will, and it's always a pleasure being with you guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Tim.
Dan Shanka, our lad scouting service, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Going to take a quick break and come back, update you what's going on in the sports world and more. But we're going to give you an opportunity right now to go ahead and pick up our final two tickets to see Cody Jenks at the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday night, June the 1st. His Lifers album is out right now. Tickets available right now as well. Caller 6 at 319-366-1600. You're going to see Cody Jenks. Back with more after this.
Baseball season is upon us. What are your fondest ballpark memories? A big hit? Clutch save? Just cracking a cold one on a sunny day? How about the beauty of that green, perfectly maintained field? Imagine that field in your backyard. As the official field crew of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, UltraLawn can make that a reality. Only the best will do for you. So partner locally with the professionals at UltraLawn. The grass is always greener on the UltraLawn side of the fence. Get a quote online at UltraLawn.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
Back in the Gym Class at KGYM. Congratulations going out to Derek in Coralville. He's going to see Cody Jenks. Thanks to everybody with the McGrath Amphitheater for helping us out. Hope everyone enjoys the show coming up on Saturday, June the 1st. Tickets are on sale right now. We'll find out what's coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will be here before 4 o'clock today. As well, we got afternoon baseball. One game, Cubs with a 5-0 lead on Arizona right now at a windy Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Yeah, Cubs could get back to 500. We talked earlier about Chicago player Tim Anderson on his suspension in Major League Baseball. That's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Is MLB right in suspending Tim Anderson for his role in this week's incident with the Royals? Yes or no? And again, that was not so much about the bat flip, but more about what he said to the Royals pitcher. Thanks to Emil's First Avenue, Southeast and Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John. Speaking of the commissioner.
Was I summoned? I thought I heard my name.
Absolutely.
You survived, self-indulgent.
You survived birthday night.
I did.
Did you have a drink? Did you have a nice beverage?
I did. I had a fantastic beverage.
Excellent.
And I worked my way through that entire box of baseball cards. I was so dialed
in. I saw some pictures of some good ones.
I was so dialed in on those. My wife came home from work last night about 10:30, and she was surprised I hadn't eaten dinner yet. I said, I'm busy. I'm working on a project right now.
Very good. Very good. Good stuff coming up on the show, correct? Before 7?
Yeah. Take it or leave it. No, great show coming up. We're going to talk with Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, his weekly segment with us, and Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be along. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks Fran McCaffrey should look for in filling the Andrew Francis vacancy.
Surprise Cassius Winston's coming back?
Kind of, but boy, if I'm the rest of the Big Ten, that's not welcome news.
Lose Nick Ward, though.
You know what? Michigan State loses, Michigan State gains. It's still, as somebody tweeted a moments ago, the Big Ten title still runs through East Lansing.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. So, all right, that's all coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here in just a little bit. One quick break. We'll come back and wrap her up after this.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Winter's over, and lucky lawns everywhere are getting Scotts Turf Builder Halts Crabgrass Preventer from the Home Depot. Right now, buy a bag and you'll save up to $25 on a bag of Turf Builder Weed and Feed. Prevent crabgrass, weed and feed your grass, and save up to $25. Guess your lawn's not the only lucky one. Today is the day for doing, with savings on Weed and Feed when you buy a bag of Turf Builder with Halts. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. $25 savings on a 43-pound bag. Selection varies by store.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Have a great Easter weekend, everybody. And, Mark, no Twins baseball tonight, sorry to say.
That's correct, but we will have the Celtics and Pacers Game 3, Boston leading that series 2-0, 7 o'clock on KGYM.
All three frequencies,
yep.
Pacer basketball, and the Celtics as well. 2-0, Celtics lead that series. More on that and more on the Tim Anderson suspension coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.